Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings. I'm Kim Wilson. Thank you for listening. On November 23rd, many people will observe the Thanksgiving holiday. People will make special accommodations for cooking and entertaining. The expectation is usually to gather with family members, eat, laugh, drink, and be happy. However, for some people, the expectations are not as high. Some people expect to feel awful, sad, lonely, disappointed. They're hoping the day passes as quickly as possible because, for them, Thanksgiving Day feels tough. And when I say tough, I mean it feels sad, dark, lonely. What causes this feeling? Usually, it's loss. Disconnecting from something or someone we love. Someone we feel like we lost. Loss comes through death, divorce, separating from romantic love, broken relationships with family members. You know, the family members you don't talk to anymore. It's been years. Friendships. Even losing a job that afforded you the ability to buy whatever you wanted. And it gave you status. That can feel like a loss. All of the examples create a sense of loss. The question is, how do we move forward? Well, there are a couple of tools available to you. I think about it like this. If you wanted to hang a picture on the wall, you would probably get a nail. And to push that nail in the wall, the tool you would reach for is a hammer. If you wanted to unscrew something, the tool you would probably reach for is a screwdriver. And if you wanted to cut a piece of cheese or a piece of meat, the tool you would reach for is a knife. On Thanksgiving Day, if you're not feeling your best and you find yourself feeling a little sad, there is a tool available to you. And that tool is gratitude. Gratitude falls under positive thinking. And when we think positive, it produces a positive feeling. And when we feel positive, it produces positive behaviors. And when I say positive behaviors, I'm talking about smiling and wanting to connect with others and being engaging. Now, when we wake up and we don't feel our best and we feel sad, sometimes that comes from we're thinking about what we don't have right away. We're thinking about people who are no longer with us. And sometimes when we start thinking about all the things we don't have, that's negative thinking. And negative thinking can make us feel negative. And then those negative feelings come out in our behavior. And that behavior can look like not wanting to connect with others, not wanting to leave the house, wanting to isolate yourself, feeling angry, responding to others in a negative way. Now, on Thanksgiving Day, if you open your eyes, what that tells me right away is that you have been given life. So you take your right hand and place it over your heart and feel that heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. Now, if you're looking up at the ceiling when you wake up, that tells me a couple of other things. One, you have vision. Two, you have shelter because you're looking at a ceiling. Now, if you're able to get up out of the bed and walk into the restroom and start your daily routine, such as taking a shower, brushing your teeth, washing your face, that tells me a couple of other things. One, that you have the ability to walk. Two, you have running water. Even if you were not able to walk into the restroom and you rolled in there, what that tells me is that you've been able to take advantage of an invention created by somebody, an invention like a wheelchair, so that you may be mobile and not stuck. So there are a couple of halves there. Now, when we start thinking about all the things that we have instead of the things that we do not, it makes us feel better. Now, on a day like Thanksgiving, if you're thinking about a loved one who's no longer with you anymore, you can actually make a choice to see that differently because you still have something in that moment. If you are able to recall a special time and reflect on something, what that tells me is you have a memory. So you may use that memory and honor that person. You can do that by lighting a candle, reading something special, or even playing their special melody to honor their memory and to bring light to the environment. It's a choice. It's the choice that life gives you. Remember, life won't ever leave you without a choice. You do have the choice to embrace gratitude on a day like Thanksgiving. You do have the choice to create happiness. Remember, we create our happiness. It just doesn't fall from the sky. Life will always put a choice at your feet. So when we embrace gratitude, we're participating in positive thinking. And remember, positive thinking produces positive feelings, and those feelings come out in our behavior. The other tool that is available to us is love. Finding someone or something to love is very powerful. There are sick children, senior citizens, wounded soldiers, patients living with cancer and AIDS, beautiful countries with amazing landscapes, and the list goes on and on. If you have disconnected from a love you have not lost, you simply have gained the wisdom to love with a deeper understanding. Whitney Houston, I say it all the time, she said it best when she sang, "Love is the greatest gift of all." And understanding that love is a tool that you get to use will certainly serve you well on Thanksgiving Day. Sometimes what happens when we gather around family members, we're having a good time, everybody is laughing, and before you know it, the moment can turn sour because somebody is bringing up something old and an argument is happening. To deal with something like that, I consider love my master key. Now, it's not uncommon for companies to have a master key that will unlock any door in the building. In a sense, the master key serves as the problem solver. I have a master key that I use, and like I said, it's love. I use it to solve any problem. I use it to interact with difficult people, angry people, sad people, jealous people, manipulative people. And that doesn't mean I'm just letting small things just pass me by. Now, I'm very intentional on how I'm choosing to look at the situation, because when I see somebody that is unable to regulate their emotions on a special day like Thanksgiving and any other day for that matter, I'm able to look at that, look inside of that and say, I wonder what happened to them that caused them to feel so angry, to react in such a way that is extreme, to behave in such a negative way. What happened to them? Who did it to them? So I'm able to love them beyond their behavior, separate their behavior from the core of who they really are, because the core of all of us as human beings, we are amazing. The fact that we operate with a heartbeat, we have the best machine in this world just because we have just functioning as a human being. So I'm able to look past all of that, especially on a day like Thanksgiving, and not add to the soundtrack of negativity. Thank you for listening. It is my immediate wish that each and every one of you will embrace the tool of gratitude and love on Thanksgiving Day and every day. Be sure to share this podcast and like it on Facebook so it may serve as a light in somebody's dark world. Onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.